This evening, I'm going to share briefly in an exhortation on something I have titled No More Limitations, okay? No more limitations. So what we're trying to achieve is that we are really trying to break limitations. We are really trying to break limitations. Doc, will you give me some sound maybe when we start praying? Something I can use to pray with. But yeah, so we're dealing with no more limitations. Okay, so let's begin in a word of prayer, and then I can begin sharing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor, and we give you glory. We thank you for this meeting. We thank you for this time. We ask, Lord, that you'd grant us grace, grant us utterance, and grant us the prayer power required to shift situations in our lives, to shift situations in our families, to shift situations in each and every part of what we are doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, like I said, we're going to pray and we are looking at no more limitations or prevailing over limitations, prevailing over limitations. So what is a limitation as we begin? Because this is an exhortation. I really want us to spend more time praying. What is a limitation? A limitation means a limiting order, a limiting circumstance, a restriction, a stopper, you know, something saying don't go beyond there. Okay, don't go beyond that particular point. So it's like a restraining order. It's like a stopper. Okay, it's a limiting circumstance. It's a limiting order. Okay, that is saying you can't cross past beyond this point. So every time you notice you're not crossing past beyond a certain point, know that there may be a particular limitation in your life. Okay, prevail in life if you have a limiting order in place, okay? You can't prevail in life when you have a limiting order. For example, if you want to progress, maybe let's say you want to go, outside your sphere. Maybe all you have, you're in ministry maybe, okay? And all the invitations you get, you know, are probably just in Lusaka. And you discover no matter how much you try, no matter how much you try to tag American artists, no matter how much you try to tag, you know, people that are from the outside, you sing their songs, you discover that you are still not progressing. Doors are not opening for you to break through. There are high chances that there may be a limiting order in the spirit. And so when there's a limiting order in the spirit, you find that you cannot progress further. And we'll see where that is in the scriptures. For now, let me just try and introduce this. Okay, so there are two types of limitations. Okay, there are two types of limitations, and you may fall on each and every side. So as we are talking, you are doing self-introspection, okay? You are doing self-introspection so that it determines your prayer fervency, okay? So that it determines your prayer fervency. So there are two types of limitations. The first type of limitation is a limitation within, okay? A limitation within. So examples of limitations within include negative thoughts of failure, impossibility, bondage, inadequacies, fears, worries, what if strongholds in the mind. So strongholds of what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? What if she says no? That is a limitation within. Okay, it's an internal limitation. So because there is an internal limitation, you discover that you're not able to do certain things. Okay, what if we hold the conference and no one comes? Okay, so you find there are very few external forces fighting you, but you find there are forces within, okay, limitations within, worries, fears. There are people today who have not started their business. There are people today who have not started school. There are people today who have not started certain things because of limitations within. That limitation within may be fear. If I start school, who will pay? Okay? All you have is for first semester, but you're already thinking of semester two, semester three. So you're already thinking of all those things, year two, year three. You've not even gotten there, but you're consistently thinking of all these other places. Okay? You're consistently thinking of all these other. So that's a limitation within. Negative thoughts of failure is a limitation within. Okay. Or thoughts of impossibility. For you, everything is it possible? Is it going to work? Okay. What if I fail? Well, what if you succeed? No, Pastor, what if I pray for the sick person and they don't get healed? What if they get healed? Okay, so that's a limitation within. A limitation within is a limitation within your sphere. Okay, that is hindering you, a negative thought, you know, a thought of failure, a thought of impossibility, even thoughts of bondage. There are people that are consistently thinking bondage. You were delivered last week, okay, but you consistently keep thinking that you need more deliverance. You need more deliverance. You know, there are people like that that always feel they need deliverance. You just feel, deliverance. No, we delivered you last week. But you see, when you consistently think in a bondage mentality, you will notice that one of the things that will happen is that you will be limited. For example, let's take, for example, and I mean those that have been genuinely delivered. For example, you have an addiction, okay? You have an addiction. And I prayed for you, okay? And you got delivered. Now, take for example, a pastor makes an altar call and says, if you've ever had an addiction to pornography, okay, I want you to come to the front. I can't go there. The reason why I can't go there, unless that thing is still affecting me now, I can't go there because there was another preacher that called me, if you had an addiction to pornography, come here so that I pray for you and deliver you. So if another altar call is made, you are not supposed to go there, or else that will become a mental limitation, you know, bondage limitation. There are always people that feel they need to be delivered. Now, I know there are people that genuinely need deliverance, okay? Genuinely need it. They were prayed for. Maybe it didn't really pan out the way it was supposed to. But, you know, there are also those who are, you know, so fixated, okay? So fixated into the idea that they always need deliverance. They always need it. They always need it. They always need it. Even when you deliver them, they will say, Pastor, kuli chintu ine. You know, kuli chintu chonkwete. Nde umfwe chintu. Okay, we delivered you. Okay, great. You are okay. You are free. Go and read the word. They'll come again. No, Pastor, me, I feel there's something in me. No. That can become an internal limitation. That becomes a stronghold of the mind. Now, I'm not displacing the place of deliverance. I believe in it. We deliver people almost every now and then. Okay, but what I'm trying to say is the mindset of you have been delivered, but you keep feeling as though you are not delivered. It's like, you know, the narrative of the horse, okay? It's been untied, okay? It's been untied, but it's been tied all its life. So even when it's been untied, it's not running, okay, or going free, because it keeps thinking that it's tied. Meanwhile, it has been freed. So there are limitations called internal limitations. Okay, then there are limitations that are referred to as external limitations. Okay, external limitations. This is made possible by existence of contrary situations, like no better job opportunity, continuous setbacks, contrary environmental factors. Okay, this may also include this is also falling under the category of operations of darkness, forces that have been sent against you to frustrate you, to limit people's lives and their destinies. Okay, external limitations. So they will be forces of darkness projected at you that cause a ripple effect around the situations. Not internally, but externally. So that can be no job, okay? No better job opportunity, continuous setbacks, you know, environmental factors that are just failing you. You find you're trying to progress into a certain area, nothing is working, you know, always having things at the edge of breakthrough and they fail. Every time you're about to break through, you notice the moment you reach at the edge of your breakthrough, okay, you notice there's a setback. Okay, someone is about to marry you just when things are about to happen, there is a setback. You are about to get the job. They even say you are the selected candidate. The moment you are just getting closer, something happens. You have a strange dream or this happens and that thing is cut off. That is why I've told you, you need a proper place to pray. Okay, this is not just midweek. We are doing prophetic sessions. We are doing deliverance sessions. Okay, we'll begin to pray in a short while. Marubia Scantalabaya. Let me even take something warm right now. Thank you, Jesus. So external limitations, okay? External limitations. So these continuous setbacks, contrary environmental factors. If you want to listen to with family, you can listen with them as long as they are willing to pray as well. Okay? So external limitations are forces of darkness that are projected, sent at you to frustrate and to limit people's lives. Okay, things to limit you. You just are limited, okay, in certain areas. Now, Let's deal with signs of limitations. So you may be asking, Pastor Chilombo, I want to know, what are the signs of limitation? Okay, here are some of the signs of limitation. Number one, stagnation. Stuck. It's 4 years. You were supposed to complete your academics 3 years ago, 4 years ago, but you discover you're still doing the same thing. That's called stagnation. You were supposed to progress in a certain area, okay, and you feel it is due time, okay? There's a difference between, by the way, there is a difference between waiting on the Lord and delay. A slight difference, okay? Someone stand up. Brenda, please turn off your microphone. There is a slight difference between waiting on the Lord and delay. Brenda, turn off your microphone before I kick you out of the meeting. There is a slight difference, okay? There is a slight difference between waiting on the Lord. In case someone wants to do loudspeaker and it's giving you a problem, just at the right corner, you will see the loudspeaker. So don't push the audio button, okay? So there's a button somewhere at your right. Okay, so it's okay, Brenda. It's okay. It's great. So yeah, stagnation. Stagnation is a sign, okay? Stagnation is a sign of limitation, okay? You have been trying at something for a while. You are not progressing. That is stagnation, okay? The ministry, no matter how much we evangelize, and I know my ED is here, so she will listen and she will pray. My prayer secretary is also here, so they will listen and they will pray. The ministry, for example, go to the ministry and check if we are under the bondage of limitation, okay? Go and check. Thelma, go and check. ED, go and check. And all those in the prayer team within KCCI, go and check. Okay, what have the numbers been like in the past 3-4 months? Then you notice that we never cross a certain number. We are never, every time you find, when you want to hit 100, even if you push so hard, you find it's 99. You do evangelism, you send buses, there will always be something that will go off that will not make us cross that boundary. We are always below 100, 99, 98, 90 something. It's a sign that there is a limitation. And you may need to do something to break it off. Okay, some of you, it's finances. Finances, your account never crosses beyond a certain point. You know, one of the things I always used to do, every time I notice my bank account is not crossing past a certain point, I will strive. If it means punishing myself, I will strive just so that I can show the devil that I have broken past this limit. There was a time I'd never hit 10 pin in my account. Something will come. 9,000 something, something, something. I'm just calculating that in Ghana, pick up of it 200, I'll hit 10 pin. All of the sudden, a problem just comes. You find you spend, it goes down. You start going up. Before you, it's a limitation, a financial limitation, okay? Sign of limitation, okay? Rising and falling. Always rising and falling. You rise, you're about to get somewhere, you fall off. No, we had started this, it stopped working. Okay, it's a sign of limitation. Third sign of limitation, continuous disappointment. Continuous disappointment. I don't mean the disappointment where you just had one disappointment. Okay, no. I mean where it's continuous and it's evident. And you have also noticed a pattern. By the way, let me tell you something about the operation of the devil. You know, my mom always says something and I love it. She says, Satana tachinje nshila shakwe. It's just that takwata fiensoni. Okay? In other words, for those listening from other parts of the country and you can't understand Bemba, the devil does not change his mode of operation. Okay? It's only that he is not ashamed. He is not shy. Okay? He is not embarrassed. Okay? Takwata nsoni yo. He can do... Even when you are seeing that... Ubuwulwelo, ewa ipeba shkulu. Okay, so let me go back to English. Sorry, I kind of forget sometimes that we have people that can't get Bemba. Okay, you are literally seeing a pattern. This is what killed my great-grandfather. This is what has killed my grandfather. This is now what is killing, my father. This is now what has come upon my brother. You have seen the pattern. It's just that the devil is not ashamed. Okay, so you see continuous disappointment, especially the type that has a pattern. Okay, backwardness and setbacks. That's a sign of limitation. Backwardness and setbacks. Some of you are already identifying. As I am talking, you can already identify that thing. This is what happened in with this one, with this one, with this one. Now I'm seeing it come upon me. Okay? Backwardness and setbacks. A lot of setbacks. A sign of limitation. Okay. Then the last one, strong opposition to your progress is a sign that the enemy wants to limit you. Strong opposition to your progress. 1 Corinthians 16, 9. Okay, a great door for effective work has opened to me, yet there are many who oppose me. Okay, 1 Corinthians 16, 9. A great door for effective work has opened to me. I reckon Louise was trying to look for an ear in her emojis and she ended up typing. I do that sometimes. Ear. there was a time I think I typed in monkey face and then I sent it. and you know the problem with Google Meet is you can't delete your comments, so we kind of see what's going on. I was wondering, what does she mean ear? Then I saw the ear. Okay, praise the Lord. You know? all right, strong opposition to your progress. Doc is really laughing at you right now. Strong opposition to your progress. Okay, strong opposition to your progress is a sign of limitation. Louise, maybe that may be a limitation. Strong opposition. Strong opposition. Doc, get out of here. Strong opposition to your progress. Okay, strong opposition to your progress is a sign of limitation. Okay, a great door for effective work has been opened to me, yet there are many who oppose me. There are many who are opposing me. Okay, so when you notice that there's too many opposition, okay, towards your progress, it's a sign, okay, that the enemy wants to limit you, okay, or has already started limiting you. Okay, so, but usually this one hinges more around the enemy trying to limit you. There is progress, you start to notice opposition. You know, every time people, you hear people venture into a particular business. No, boy, business ima pita. You, and you hear them saying things like, boy, even me, I'm shocked. Na dabo, na dabo. Because, you know, every time we do this business, it works. I don't know if you've ever had a testimony like that. You know, it's always been working. I don't know why it's failing now. Okay. I ordered a phone from a guy. And I know, that's why I hate ordering things outside. Because I hate unnecessary warfare. Okay, if I have money, I try and buy it locally. I hate all this, buy it from China, buy it from Shani, buy it from Ukraine, buy it from Egypt, buy it from this, let them ship it, you know. And I just don't really like this. I have too much warfare on my life, okay? The warfare is too strong on my life that I feel like, I don't know. I just don't like this whole buying things from outside. But then anyway, I was really looking for a Google Pixel. And I couldn't find a Google, and I'm not against... Some of you may actually need to buy from outside to prove to the devil that he can't limit you. Okay? So don't follow what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I don't really like it because it adds unnecessary warfare to my life. So I really needed a Google Pixel and I couldn't find it here. Okay? I couldn't find the Google Pixel here. So I had to order it online. He told me it would just take about 1 week or so. 1 week plus. Okay? 1 week, 5 days. So typically 2 weeks. So we ordered it. 2 weeks. Pastor Gift had ordered one prior to me ordering one. So he says, boy, this guy is sharp. He's good. Everything is fine. 2 weeks went by. My Google Pixel wasn't arriving. 3 weeks, my Google Pixel wasn't arriving. Have I been scammed? 4 weeks, I start calling him. And the guy is telling me. And you know, he's not even, you know, there are people who stop answering because he was even answering. Sir, I don't know. He was very polite, very nice to me. Sir, I don't really understand. Every time we order, things just come. And then he says, I am just from the, what do you call those places people get stuff from?
The warehouse.
The warehouse. He says, I'm just from the warehouse, okay? I'm just from the warehouse. And I'm shocked that products that I ordered after your product have already come, but yours has not come. Then I noticed this is a limiting force, okay? It's a limiting force. I started praying. Can you imagine an entire pastor... You know, I stopped praying for church members. I start praying for the arrival of my phone. Lord, wherever it is, in the name of Jesus, mushipo mo ili mwelesa. I'm praying why still okay to mwelesa phone. I prayed for the sheep. I prayed for, you know, the captain of the sheep. I prayed for everything. Okay? I prayed for everything. Then after praying, I decided, my sister was laughing at me. I even added one day fast. When I added one day fast, it arrived. Okay. A strong opposition to my progress. Okay. Yeah. So, praise the name of the Lord. So now let's read a scripture because I really want us to now jump into prayer soon. Okay, let's read a scripture. Exodus chapter number 1. Can someone give me Exodus chapter number 1, Exodus 20, sorry, Exodus 8, 1, 8, 20, 8, 28. So Exodus 8, 1, 8, 20, 8, 28. I could go there, but I really want to see them on my screen. 8, 1, 8, 20, 8, 28. Okay, 8:1, 8:20, 8:28. So I'm waiting for a good Samaritan, or a good Lusaka dweller. Okay, so we have one. Is that one? Yeah, we have one. I'm waiting for 20. Okay, that's 20. Okay, great. Stop there. We have all the we have them. We have all of them. So stop there. Okay, great. Okay, so for now, please just don't comment so that they don't go up. I really want to see them. So 8:1. Okay. Muelo, why did you give me? Ah, thank you. Someone gave me NIV. Someone born again. Muelo, give me NKJV. I need to pray for my daughter. Okay, great. So 8:1. This is when the children of Israel are bidding to leave. Okay. They want to leave. They want to leave Egypt. They have been bound in Egypt as slaves, and they really want to leave Egypt. So there's a charge given in Exodus 8:1 to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what the Lord says, let my people go so that they may worship. Okay? So that they may worship. Then 8:20, the same charge is given again. Okay, some things happen between 8:1, okay, and 8:20. Pharaoh is resistant, his heart is hardened. Moses goes to Pharaoh again, based on a charge that the Lord had given him. And the Lord said to Moses, rise up early in the morning, stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water, and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Okay, that they may worship me. Let my people go that they may serve me, that they may worship me. You can start commenting if you want to comment. Now, Exodus 8:28 is Pharaoh's response. So you can see that they are crying out to they're talking to Pharaoh. Go and talk to Pharaoh. Let my people go that they may worship. Let my people go that they may worship in the wilderness. Let my people go that they may worship. Let my people go. Is everybody's network misbehaving, or it's just those two people, Rachel and Dorcas? Can everybody hear me? Okay, great. Okay, mine's good. Okay, Marit says mine's good. Okay, great. Shine wakawe. Mwashina. Okay, great. All right. So 28 is really where I want us to look into. So they have been bidding, okay? They have been bidding Pharaoh. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go so that they may worship. Let my people go so that they may worship. Now, Pharaoh's response is seen in Exodus 8:28. And it says, so Pharaoh said, I will let you go, okay, that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far. I will let you go, okay, so that you offer sacrifices to the Lord in the wilderness, but you must not go very far. That is a charge in the demonic realm. When they notice that you have persisted praying and saying, let me go. Let me go. Liberate me. I need to be free. Let my family be free. Let my business be free.
Let my academics be free. Let this part of my life be free. I need to be free. I need to be free. I need to be free. When you persist like the children of Israel had persisted, let my people go, let my people go, let my people go, let my people go. In the demonic realm, what happens is that they will say, this person has persisted, so let's strike a negotiation. Let's put a limitation. And the limitation is that you may go, but you will not go very far. You must go, but not very far. This means that, you know, what this means for many people is this. Yes, you can start the relationship, but you will not go very far with it. You can get married, but you will struggle to have children. You can give birth to children, but those children will become vagabonds. Okay? You can get a job, okay? But you will be oppressed there and you will not get to the peak of your career. That is what it means when you say you will go, but you will not go far. You can start the building project, but you will not finish it. Yes, you can buy the property or build it, but you will not be able to sell it wherever you want to do so. You can start the business, but it will not prosper progressively. You can take the visa to travel out of the country, but you will not make it to your destination country. You can pray and fast, but your prayers will not be answered. You or your children can gain admission to the university, but you will not excel there. Yes, you can have the position at work, but you will not enjoy the benefits of your position. You can buy the car, but it will become a devourer in your hand. You are allowed to work and labor, but you will not enjoy the reward of your labor. That's what it means when Pharaoh says that you will progress, but you will not go far. Yes, you can go, but you will not go far. What we are going to do is that we are going to put a stop to the pharaohs of our day. The pharaoh that you have been persisting, let my brother go, let my sister go, let my family go, let my mother go. Then they will give a charge in the demonic. And that charge in the demonic is usually that your brother can go to church one Sunday, but he will never be committed. Yes, he can attend Sunday services, but he will never have a genuine relationship with the Lord. Yes, I can start my business, but I will never progress. We are going to deal with every pharaoh of our day. Mashkaramande gababoshka. Ramakule manda kababoshka elekwana maskia. I want you to pray after me. Say, every evil kingdom that has placed limitation over my life be scattered by thunder in the name of Jesus. Every evil kingdom that has placed limitation over my life be scattered by thunder in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray in that direction. Ramaskatele mantaya orabakandiga bashkatelia. Every evil kingdom that has placed limitation over my life be scattered in the name of Jesus. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. Makura bashkatelia rabande garababoshka. Every kingdom, evil kingdom that has placed limitation over my life, over my business, over my health, over my family, over my brother, over my sister, over the church, be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. Rabedias katalamanta orabakushka ramante karaba Bila Ramindaga Rababoshka Rebandega Rababoshka Ramidiga Baskatela. Be scattered in the name of Jesus. I want you to take this prayer point personal. Raminda Dila Orabashkata Ramandea Robidibishkata Ramanda Dababoshka Rababoshka Takaradidi Rebede Bashkanda Garababoshka. Every evil kingdom that is placing limitation over my destiny, over my life, over my academics, loose me and let me go. Loose me and let me go. Every evil rope that I have been tied to in the spirit, loose me and let me go. I break every evil rope that I have been tied to in the mighty name of Jesus. Rababoshka, rapiti pande gababoshka. Some of you, I see ropes breaking. Evil ropes where you have been tied to that keep pulling you back every time you attempt to make progress. Every evil rope is breaking. Rabidi bashkata, rabidi bindi didiska, robabashka, ramanda dadadashka pela. Loose me and let me go. Loose me and let me go. Let go of my ministry. Let go of my family. Let go of my business. Let go. Rabashkanda rababoshka. Every evil rope that I have been tied to, loose me and let me go. Rakashkatala banda. Every evil rope holding on to my father. Every evil rope holding on to my mother. Every evil rope holding on to my sister, my brother, my cousin. Be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. They will forge ahead. They will forge ahead. Rabadakashkana malakulia. Rabanda garababoshka. El ramande gabaya. Rabidibidiboska. Rabadabadabaska. Rabidibidiboska. Ranta dadadoshka. Rakwataka dagidiaska. Robidibashka. Come on, take that prayer point seriously. Raminda dila. Or rababoshka. Rababoshka. Ramanta lababor. Rababoshka. La barababoshka, rande de desia, la barababoshka, rababonda garababoshka, rababoshka tarababila, la bronda rababoshka, rababoshka, rande de deska, la barababoshka, le brada dadaska, la bronda dadadashka, le brodi gababila, rada dadashka taya, ele marakushka, la bronda garababoshka, ele le bronda dadadasha, evil limitations be broken. Broken in the name of Jesus. Rabababoshka taya. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Karabashka taya. Next, I want us to pray. Rabinda gababoshka. Oh my Lord, such an anointing I'm sensing. Rubidibaskatelia. Next, I want us to pray against every evil covenant of limitation that is over my life, over your life. Every evil covenant of limitation. Covenants are legal bindings. They are legally binding because someone gave room to the enemy. Okay, someone gave room to the enemy. My forefathers sinned and they are no more, yet we bear the consequences of their sin. So there are certain covenants that were made. Someone traded the destiny of a family, saying, yes, this person, these people in this family can get educated, but they will never get a job. Yes, they can start dating, but they will never marry. There are covenants of limitation made by people of old, and they are affecting us. Now, we are going to introduce a new covenant by the word of God. We are going to break the old covenants and introduce the new ones. I want you to pray after me. Say, every evil covenant of limitation over my life, break by the blood of Jesus. Break by the blood of Jesus. Break by the blood of Jesus. Every evil covenant of limitation over my life, break by the blood of Jesus. Break by the blood of Jesus. Rabashkanta raba, rabidibishka, ramanta rababulia, rabadakashkatelia. Every covenant that my fathers may have made, every covenant my ancestors may have made in the Chilombo bloodline, break, 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 break in the mighty name of Jesus. Every limitation, makurashka telebranta, every covenant that was made by my ancestors, by my forefathers, by my mothers, by my fathers, knowingly and unknowingly, be broken by the blood of Jesus. Break by the blood of Jesus. Rabadabashkanta ladada. Robidibisa. Karamanda dabashka. Rabadabashka tarabadele. Rabidibidiboska. Rabidibiska. Rabanda dadadaska. Robedebashka telia. Rabadabanda dada. Leparakwata. Ribadashka telia. Romanta lababila. Oramamashka telia. Elemanda lababoshka. Every evil covenant of limitation over my life. What are you waiting for? Break by the blood. Break by the blood. Break by the blood. Rapatelemanta. Ila kwarabashka. Rabadakashka. Ele kwanda dababoshka. Le barababoshka. Le brota rababoshka. Le brota karababoshka. Le brota rababoshka. Ele karamashka. I am a child of God. No longer limited. Makurabashka talia. By evil covenants made in times past. Rabadabashka telemanta. Le brota. I am not a reformulated creation. I am a new creation. The old man no longer exists. Makura Rabadabashkatelia, Ora Katalia, break by the blood of Jesus, Rabadabashkatalia, Raboshka Taramanta, Lebradodoshka, Rababoshka, Rababoshka, Rededeshka, Rabadabashka, Rabidibashkatilia, Rababonda, Elequata Rababila, covenants of limitation that I made whilst I was in sin, covenants of limitation that I made whilst I was in Egypt, be broken. I am now a new creation. Rabadakwasha, Rabadekashkatilia. I engage every blessing, the fulfillment of everything that Jesus died for. Rabadabashando, Rabababoshka, Rabababasha, Ela Makuria, Rabababonda, Rababashka, Rababoshka, Kelema Rababoshka, Rabadabashka, Lebronda Rababoshka, Sharamanda Rababoshka, Rababoshka, Lelemanda Yabababasha, Rabababasha, 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 Lebababasha, Akamaya Bababasha. In the name of Jesus, Rakamandi Gabashka, Ole Kuliamanta. I get a word of knowledge, and the Lord is giving me a word of knowledge. Siminti apabilia skuvi vivinti dia ora bakushka. I'm hearing the Lord say there are people that have made covenants of limitations by their utterances. Sometimes you never knew. You made them while you were in a relationship. You just said, me, if it's not you that I'll marry, I'll not marry anyone else. And that relationship ended. Now you are trying to progress and everything is failing. Because while you were in love previously, you said, if it's not you, then that was a covenant of limitation. Some people made covenants of limitation by thinking they were just humble. They were saying, you thought you were exercising humility, not knowing that you engaged a covenant of limitation by your utterances. Rabida Kashkatalama, I want you to nullify every covenant of limitation. You know the ones you made. Some of you, it's in relationships. You told the guy you were dating years ago, if it is not you, I will marry. Then I will not marry. That became a covenant of limitation. Some of you, while trying to sound humble, you said, oh, if an ififine, and you ended up being ififine because of your utterances. I want you to begin to speak words of life, nullifying and declaring that every covenant of limitation made by your utterances, knowingly and unknowingly, are nullified. In the name of Jesus, Rababoshka Taramanta, Rakataramanta, Rabibiboshkatelia, every covenant of limitation that I made with my utterances, knowingly and unknowingly, over my family, Makushkata Rabashkata, be nullified. I declare you now and void, now and void, now and void, now and void. On this day, Makurashka, the 9th of February, I declare you now and void. Every covenant of limitation I made over my ministry, Makurashkatia, I declare you now and void. Now and void. Now and void. Rababoshka, 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 Leba Rababoshka, Rababoshka Tarabada, Leba Rababoshka, Leba Rababoshka. Utterances I made knowingly and unknowingly over my business, over my family, over my brothers, over my sisters. I never knew when I was just saying that Unififine, I was enacting a covenant of limitation over my brother. I nullify it in the name of Jesus. Rabadakwashkatelia, Rababoshkataramanta. I speak a progress. I speak an anointing that takes from one level of glory to the other. Rababosha, Rabababoshka, Ramanda Rababosha, Keleba Rababoshka. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Korabashkatarama. The next two prayer points we are going to pray. Some of you, you may need to go to a place, or you may need to talk to the people around you, because things will begin to happen. I sense strange fire. Things will begin to happen. Korabashkatelemanda Rababoshka. Barubi diska. We are going to pray against demonic deposits that are manifesting limitation within you. Demonic deposits manifesting limitation. It may be a deposit in a dream. You just had a dream, and since the time you had that dream, there was a demonic deposit that caused limitation. For another person, it may be that there was something that was fed to you, something that happened. Strange things happened in your dream. Strange things happened in your interaction. Maybe you crossed paths in a certain environment and there was a deposit. Okay, there was a deposit. You went somewhere and there was a demonic deposit that is now beginning to register limitation. As long as that deposit is within you, it will continually register limitation. I want you to hold your belly, whether male, whether female. Hold your belly and we are going to pray. In the name of Jesus, any demonic deposit within me manifesting limitation, in the name of Jesus, be flushed out. Any demonic deposit within me that is manifesting limitation, be flushed out by the blood of Jesus. Pray after me. Any demonic deposit manifesting limitations within me, be flushed out, be flushed out, be flushed out by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. I command a flushing out now, a flushing out now. I command them out, I command them out. I command demons to check out. I command demonic deposits, check out. Makush karamanta, korabashka, demonic deposits that came by night, be flushed out. Demonic deposits that came by interaction, be flushed out. Bikaraboshka talamanta, demonic deposits that came by the environment we exposed ourselves to, be flushed out. Rakadadashka talama, every demonic deposit within my system, be flushed out. Be flushed out by the blood of Jesus. Radusha, ilarudi disha, rupidi baskanta rabashka, ora malakulie, chone malama robidi, robidi akana marobelelwa, rabanda la luele kwatali anto joto, rababosha, arakidi gaskala marababosha, elelelwa rabasha, ikaramanda rababosha. Elele basha, be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Karababoshka, arababoshka talamanta. Hey, now just utter silence from where you are. Rubidi baska telemanta. Orianda kabindi loshka fendolo boshka tilia. Rabindi gababoshka telia. Arubidi bashka telianta la babolia. There is an anointing of the Holy Ghost coming right now. Ropenti fivonti di boshke vavia tata. Ulamandaya, orakantaka babolia, rababishka telia. We stand fast in the freedom for which Christ has made us free, and we are no longer entangled again by the yoke of bondage. I command the flashing out now. I command the flashing out now. Makulashka, ribantoloboska, rakatala babolia. Get out every demonic deposits that came by the dreams. Get out in the name of Jesus. Anything that came through demonic flow, in the name of Jesus, we command it to get out. In the name of Jesus, any deposits that came by terrible living, we command you to get out. In the name of Jesus, Rabashka Talamanta, I judge you right now by the Spirit of the Living God, Ramanta Kalabashka, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, Makulianda Kababila, be flushed out in the name of Jesus. Rabala Maloko Shene Maluli Ele Maromandele Kuyata, Jamaya Labarababosh, Ele Mariana Nulia. Urama mele korielelesh. Urama mamolele barababoshka rababuli endelele borokoshka. Someone feels like going to the bathroom just to spit out. It's like something is coming to you and you don't like what you are sensing within your mouth. Rabakushka, you may need to go there. Rabidi kaskala von vivi. Olele vovia tilia von vile kurie de deskatia. Out, I command it out now, 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 now. Get out in the name of Jesus. Rabiboshka televrobia. Shalabakushka. Just do that, Emma. Korala kaskele marababoshka. Every demonic deposit. Rubidi kashka. Ramanda lababoshka. Helele maramiminuske vili von vivi divovilia. Urababolele mashoma lele asa. Urabakashka namamoshke lele marababoshka. Harubidi bash. Oh Lord Jesus, kene mamamoshka. Labranda gababili etarababoshka. We don't have time to pray all the prayer points, so I'll send this document so that you can pray. Later on, you can take on and continue praying. I want us to pray one last prayer point. Kurabi bidiska. Urababushka taramandila rababoshka. Lepronta lababoshka. I want us to pray for recovery of everything that has been lost to limitation. Recovery of everything that has been lost to limitation. Recovery of everything that has been lost to limitation. It may be your time. It may be your finances. It may be opportunities. And I'm telling you, this week, phone calls will begin to come. Opportunities, things will begin to happen because there is divine recovery. Contacts that, you know, forgot about you. There is a divine recovery. In the name of Jesus, Karabashka. In the name of Jesus, I recover back all that I lost to limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I recover all that I lost to limitation. In the name of Jesus, pray in that direction. I recover my time. I recover church members that were lost to limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rabadagwashkatelia, I recover opportunities that were lost to limitation. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rababoshka, Labranda Gababila, Rabadaboshka, every opportunity that was lost to limitation, I recover it by fire. I recover it by thunder. In the name of Jesus, Rababoshka. Kelele manda rababoshka, la broda diada rababoshka, la branda dadadasa, rabababasha, rababoshka, la branda rarara, le bro digababa, rababoshka, le bronda rababa, le brota rababiska, la bronda rababashka, rababonda dadashka. Divine recovery of opportunities, divine recovery, makushka talamanda lababila, rababoshka talababila, divine recovery of finances, divine recovery, rababoshka talamanta lababili bodi gadadiska, of business opportunities, divine recovery, rababoshka talamanta, rababoshka, rababoshka, of destiny helpers, divine recovery, rabanda gadadashka, rababoshka talamanta, of my time, divine recovery, rababoshka talamanta, of my joy, divine recovery. In the mighty name of Jesus, Rababosh, Karabarababosh. I recover all. Don't be lenient, child of God. Don't be lenient. Don't be lenient, Rabbi Bidia. Don't be lenient. Get everything. Get everything that you lost. Don't say, right now, all I just need is my money. It's okay with the time. I just, no. Recover all. The money, the time, everything must be recovered. Rakushka, don't negotiate with the devil and say, all I need is my time. I'm okay with losing my finances. All I need is the opportunity. No. I want all. I recover all. I recover all. I recover all. Shamalele barabash. Rabili borra. Lebarababoshka. Rababonda rababoria. Sharabababaska. Rabababanda dadadadasha. Lebarabababashka. Lebrundi gababila. La parababila. Lebarababoshka. Ramini minimosa. Rabili biliboshka. Rababondi gadadaska. Lebro dadadashka. Oh, rababoshka talababoska. Oh, Satan, I am not going to allow you to go scot-free. I want it all. I want it all. Shakarababiska. No, you cannot keep the time that you store away. I want it all. Rababashka telia. No, you cannot keep the finances. I want it all. The opportunities. I want them all. No, you cannot keep them. Rababoshka. Rabibidia. Lebroda rababoshka. Lebrata rababila. Lebronda rabashka. Rabiribishka taria. Rababoshka taramanda. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. All the meaningful people that I met that you took away. No. I want them all. You cannot keep them. The joy that you stole from my family, the joy that you stole from my family, I want it back in the name of Jesus. I claim it by fire. I claim it by fire. This is not a negotiation. This is not a negotiation. I am claiming it by force. I am not negotiating. I am not negotiating. You don't respond, you perish. I did not come to negotiate. I did not come to negotiate with the devil. I did not come to negotiate with the devil. I want it all. I want it all. Every breakthrough you store in KCCI, I am not negotiating. I want it all. Rabasha Marakulias. Hey. Ayana mama mori elele. Ora mama kush. Arababoski didi bosh. Arababosh karamanda. Rababondi garababosh kadarababoli ede doski vidimvon viliat.